There lived in Bristol City fair a maiden fair and bright, to whom a seaman did repair. She was his heart's delight. No comfort had he in this life when she was from him gone. 'Twas she he vowed should be his wife, and her he doted. But fortune did upon them frown, that once on them did smile, and she that did these lovers crown at last did them beguile. And to Virginia he must go, his fortune to advance, which did procure their overthrow, O sad unhappy chance. And at his parting showers of tears came trickling from their eyes. She was possessed with deadly fears, and outdid her surprise, lest he should ne'er return again to crown her nuptial day. And as she sadly did complain, thus he to her did say, "Cease, cease, my dear, do not complain, I'll faithful be to you, and let me perish on the main, if e'er I prove untrue. And with a thousand kisses I my faithful promise seal, while she perceived from his eye a trickling tear to steal. More faithful lovers never could in this same land be found. She that was made of beauty's mold in virtues did abound. And down upon her bended knee this lovely dame did fall, and prayed for his prosperity with his return and all. So to the brackish seas with speed this loyal seaman went, which did in her much trouble breed and caused her discontent. For ere he to Virginia came, he lost his dearest life, and ne'er returned to her again to espouse her as his wife. But this to her was still unknown, in vain she did expect her true and faithful lover home, whom she did so affect. But off to Dundry Hill she went to see ships under sail, where she most sadly did lament, and courage then did fail. Ah me, of all unfortunate, thus to herself she said, "I fear that cruel, rigid fate hath struck my true love dead. But if it prove for to be true that my dear love is gone, all comforts then I'll bid adieu, alas, I'm quite undone. I'll melt away in brinish tears, mine eyes no more shall close, and I'll add sorrow to my fears, all comforts I'll oppose. I'll have a motto on my tomb, shall make true lovers mourn, till for my sake they shall consume, and languish here forlorn." At last the tidings to her came, that her true love was dead, and to the world she did proclaim, her joys were gone and fled. No comfort in this world she took, but night and day she cried. She was of blessings quite forsook, and so poor soul she died.